Get a life if you're hacking on shipment.
This guy cheating in COD.
Yeah, the
supposed
yeah, yeah.
pro Warzone guy.
Yeah.
That is insane. Yeah, $70,000 in career earnings since playing COD. And I guess he had his hacks on the screen so you could see that he was hacking or had hacks. And he was like, oh, yeah, I have these hacks. I just got them yesterday. But it raised a question of how many people are out there actually doing this consistently and getting away with it. Even if they're public players like us, or if they're like, I know we're going to see them when rank starts up. The worry of these guys making it into these events or tournaments where they're actually earning money. I think it's insane. It's insane that this guy's gone on that long and nobody's caught him. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 151 of the COD Casuals podcast. We're your host, Mike.
I'm Justin.
Justin, how we doing, bro?
Good.
Dude, good. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, I know.
In the flesh.
I know. Happy 2024.
Happy 2024. You know, it's a little offsetting for people because last week we said that was our first episode of 2024, but this is our first real deal episode of 2024.
Yeah, yeah.
So depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, yeah. This is the first one we're recording in person.
Yeah.
For 2024.
Yeah. And when did we do the last one? I can't remember. We did it like
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
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 Before the break.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we are actually doing this, which is kind of wild. The first day of the new year, we're starting off with a podcast.
January 1st.
We got no breaks.
Yeah, no breaks.
We don't rest on the, it's New Year's.
Yeah.
No, we just got to get to business.
Yeah, we've gotten 151 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
That's just like crazy to me. That's absurd.
Yeah. I was thinking about that just because I'm thinking about like the first day of the year we're going to be doing this episode like we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then thinking, man, we've been doing that for a few years straight.
Yeah.
Haven't missed 1 week of uploads.
Yeah.
Always consistent, you know, it's wild.
It is. It's a lot.
Yeah. To think that we've sat down and done this. Literally now 151 times.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's crazy. And you guys are listening?
Yeah,
shout
I know.
Out, shout out you guys.
It's nuts. But overall, man, how you doing? You're doing good?
Yeah, I'm good. I sound way better now if you guys haven't realized.
As you said.
As I'm cleaning myself.
I sound way better, guys.
No, I'm way better.
Yeah.
The last, like, two episodes, you probably heard my voice, like, I think everyone was sick. So many people were sick during the holidays.
Yeah. Oh, it was brutal. I mean, because I was coming off of being sick for the past 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. And then you fell short of it right afterwards.
Yeah.
You caught something. It was your week after you went into the office, right?
No.
Or was it during that?
Well, it was like I had to go in for like a holiday party. And then I'm pretty sure I caught something there.
There you go.
But also, my sister was sick, so I definitely caught it from her, too.
Yeah. Like,
so.
Yeah, well, I'd say that it's a good time, though, because right now, like, it's the new year, so thankful you recovered.
Yeah.
And you weren't too sick for Christmas, right?
Yeah, I wasn't as bad. Like, I was still stuffy and stuff, and, like, I just didn't feel 100%.
Right.
But, yeah, later on, like, I was fine.
Yeah.
Like, towards the end of the week. I was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You feel 100% now?
Yeah, I feel way better now.
Yeah, there you go.
Because what? Like, Christmas was on Monday. Yeah, it was on a Monday. I was like, all right. I would say like 70%, 75%.
Right, right, right.
And then I think Tuesday, Wednesday, like I was fine-ish. Like, I just had a cough. Like, I kept coughing.
Yeah.
All the time, but I wasn't as congested.
Yeah.
But my measure was, like, if I can sit and play video games and, like, grind for, like, a solid, like, 2-3 hours, I'm good. But, dude, those days, I literally sat down, like, I can't. I need to lay in bed.
Dude, I was pretty shocked.
Yeah.
You sent me the text, you're like, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. Yeah. I was like, my boy must be fucking sick.
Yeah. You know, it takes a lot.
Yeah, I was thinking, dude, he might be on, like, I was like, we'll go play probably like 10:30 or so. You'll be like, yeah, I'm going to call it early.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no problem, dude. But yeah, you're just like, I'm not even coming on at all. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But dude, that's the thing. Like, that's the number one remedy, I think, for a cold. You just got to, rest.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Well, it would have been different if I was working from home.
That's true.
I had to go into the office. So I'm like, dude, that's like a double whammy. Like, not getting enough sleep and being
get
sick
up earlier too. Yeah, right. And all that shit. Yeah.
And I went in, and people were like, "You okay?" I was like, "No." They're like, "Holy, you sound awful."
Yeah.
Like, cause I feel awful.
Yeah.
But I'm obligated to be here, so I'm here.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I didn't log on, and I was like, all right, "I'm missing double XP. This sucks." Cause we needed to like grind more anyways.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of the week, like I was fine.
Yeah.
I got better and then just grinded.
Yeah. Dude, I was going to say, we can talk about this because, bro, we've been like, it's been weird. We haven't played together at all until yesterday. We played a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, it's like, I think that week, like, we post every single week, but having just a week of just not playing, it just like clears you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I did, when I hopped on, it was, you said you were like leaving or something. What day was that? Like Tuesday? Wednesday? Thursday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, you were gone for like, what, 2-3 days or something?
Friday into Wednesday is when I left Friday, to go to Vermont. Mm-hmm. And then,
oh, no, I meant after Christmas.
Oh, after Christmas?
Was it Wednesday? You said you weren't hopping on, then Thursday,
Friday.
And you didn't sign on those days. I was like, all right, I'll just chill, play. And that was the first time I played, like, probably after, like, a week. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I was holding my controller. Right. I'm like, man, I suck.
Yeah. And then how'd you feel, though, like a little bit after once you got into it?
Oh, yeah. I was fine after like a handful of games.
Yeah.
Because, well, so the last episode you guys listened to, we were saying, okay, we needed to grind because that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I think you were like, I'm 104 and you were like 90 or something like that.
Yeah. I was like 90. I was like 94, 95.
Yeah.
You had 10 levels on me.
Yeah. And then I didn't play. Like, at all. Oh, no, I did. Like, for a day or two, and I got to, like, level 135 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This was, like, with double XP. And then I just stopped playing for, like, a week. This was all through break.
Yeah.
And then you had to leave for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grinded. And then I finally logged on after, like, the week, and, like, you couldn't sign on. I'm like, damn, you grinded. You were, like...
I was like 170.
70?
Yeah. 169. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I got to grind. And of course, like, double XP's gone. I'm like, I got to grind.
Yeah.
and I grind.
Dude, I like, okay, so you do this too, right? Do you go over my name and see what level I'm at?
Usually later. Usually after like a couple games, like, I'll go through and look. I'm like, okay. I'm like within this.
I do this. Not all the time, but like, if I haven't, like, in that case, I did because we hadn't played together.
Yeah.
It's usually, like, we always know where we are.
Yeah.
Because we're always with, like, I'd say pretty much all the time we're within 10 levels of each other.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But then that time, I checked because you were ahead of me.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And I was like, I need to grind. So I literally just, like, I remember the day, because those days I couldn't hop on. I was busy at night.
Yeah.
But I didn't have anything going on during the day. Okay. We're not leaving this chair.
Yeah.
So I played that day. I think I played probably 6 hours straight.
Yeah.
6-7 hours.
Well, you got the good bulk of double XP.
Yeah. Well, that was one. It was one day where I had the double XP.
Mm-hmm.
And then at, I think it was like 12 o'clock is when they took the double XP away.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, playlist update. I'm like, what is this?
Then
I logged back on and just had the battle pass, like double XP. I'm like, what is this?
Like,
this is nonsense.
Yeah. I was like, I need to catch up. And ranked is going to be coming out soon. And I'm like, we need to get back we have to stay like on par with each other, you know?
Right.
I feel like so far this game, I mean, the game's only been out since November.
Right.
So not that long.
Yeah.
But we haven't, like, played together in a consistent, like, basis,
enough.
Like, on this game, enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, we'll get there. But I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we're on par when we get into ranked.
Well, and the thing, too, like, I mean, people don't know if you play ranked is that you don't rank up in ranked a ton.
Yeah.
You know, like, just because of the nature of the game. Like, you're not going to be putting up these insane high kill games, And like calling in score streaks all the time. Like, yeah, it's just not how it works.
Yeah.
So it's not the optimal way to rank up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like, okay, if we, once it comes out, January 17th, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, once it comes out, I want to be well over 200.
Mm-hmm.
That way, like, I'm just playing ranked and I'm not worried about playing ranked to get me to 250.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
And I mean, people are 250 already. Oh, like, yeah. We have friends that are like 250 already.
Yeah.
And like, you know, our grind's different.
Yeah.
We're the regular people grind.
Yeah. I'm
man.
Like, I can't, like, pretty much all the time, I mean, I can't play days like that, but I had the week off from work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was a day that like, yeah, that's usually my off day. So I just got up at 7:30.
Yeah.
Made my big pot of coffee. Yeah.
You're the morning.
I just played.
I'm the night.
Yeah.
The first night I logged on was when you were like, oh yeah, I can't hop on. I was like, all right, whatever. But that's when I logged on and I was like, shit, you're like 170.
Yeah.
I gotta catch up.
You're like, boy's been grinding.
Because I already knew like we were behind, like in general already.
Yeah, no, I know, I did too.
Yeah. Because like I wanted to be around like 150 and we were 50, 60 levels behind already.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right.
When I saw my friends who suck.
Trash
at the game and they're higher than me, I'm like, this is a problem.
Yeah, we're not putting in enough time.
Yeah.
Dude, the two nights, I think, two or three nights, like you weren't on, there was locked one up. Night, I stayed up till like 2-3 grinding. But the good thing was I'm grinding camos.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I have something to grind for. Because when you get into that rut in COD where it's just like, yeah, the game's good, but if you're just doing the same thing over and over and over again, it's tough.
Yeah.
So luckily this game's good, and I have the camos to grind to like get me through it. It was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that bad. And I think, too, like you said, it's a testament to how good the game is that you can really sit down and play it.
Because
It's not hard, and it wasn't hard for me to sit down and play that game that much. I will say though, it was at some points because I was playing, I was doing the ship miss.
Yeah.
And was it Hangover 24/7?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was doing those playlists. I had to get the hell out of there. Sometimes I was like, I'd have a podcast on. I don't even got the game volume on. Like I just got a podcast on my laptop and I'm playing. And then I would just load into a game after like 20 games on shipment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm cooked. Like, I'm not playing good anymore.
Yeah.
I need to actually play Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'd go to Terminal and I'd be like actually breathing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was doing the same thing. I was jumping between like hardpoint control and then ship miss.
Yeah.
I was going in a ship miss to do the most of the challenges, like kill challenges.
Yeah.
For like, I mean, there are some of you that probably already have Interstellar, but for the people that don't yet, when you unlock like gold, platinum, I forget what the third one is, and Interstellar, you're not like done with that camo. You have to equip it and then get like X amount of kills. So it goes up 100 kills every single time you unlock the next camo. So it's like, by the time you're done, you've done, what's that math, 4-7. You've done 1,000 kills with that gun, just those camos. That doesn't include all the other camos you unlocked.
Right.
So I would do like a couple games of shipment. I'm like, all right, I got 200 kills. I need to breathe. Let me go into just regular hardpoint, play strategic. You know, actually, like, just sit and wait for people. So just running.
Do you like that aspect of the camo grind where you have to go and get individual kills with that camo to fully complete it?
No, but I'd rather that because it's just extra kills. I feel like the camo grind now is just time. Like, you just need time to do it because the challenges aren't hard. Anyone can do it. It's just, do you have the time? And we were talking about it last night, the mental capacity to do it. Can you get through this mentally?
Yeah.
Because there are some weapons. I told you about one. It grinds you.
Which gun was it again?
The Sidewinder.
Yeah.
It's a battle rifle. That thing, so far, like I've only done the ARs, subs, and the battle rifles to platinum at least. Because to get to the next one, you need to unlock platinum for every weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like 36.
Yeah.
So I've got a long ways to go.
We got a lot of time left on.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know? So I'm gonna get I'm hoping to get NHL. I'm really trying this year.
Yeah.
Like, to get it. Hopefully I don't, like, give up when it gets a certain point. But that battle rifle, though, the Sidewinder, it's the worst weapon I've used in this game.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Even with attachments, it's so bad. It was hard.
Dude, I picked this thing up. Well, I made a class for it. I couldn't even believe it.
Oh, base, it's awful.
It was horrible. Yeah. It, like, the iron was terrible on it. The amount of recoil on it was disgusting. The fire rate, damage. It's just, there was nothing redeeming about that gun.
Yeah.
But then I used one of the other battle rifles to compare. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one it was, like the MTZ.
Yeah, MTC. Eradicator or something, yeah.
And that was so much better. Like, I actually enjoy using that gun.
Yeah.
You know? That's definitely the first gun that I've come across in this game where I'm like, yeah, that truly sucks. I can't find a good scenario for it. You know, because at least with the, I can't remember the name of it, but like the Uzi in this game, at least I've picked up that gun and I can see where it's really good on like very tight corners and like, you know, smaller areas. It's great. If it's medium range, you're screwed.
It's
over. But that gun, I'm like, dude, this thing's terrible at range. If you're close up, the fire rate's too slow. Mm-hmm. Like, the damage just overall sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Dude, trying to get kills with that, I could barely get like 5 kills with it.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to go and lock in to get hundreds of kills or get 1,000 kills
with it. Yeah.
Unless it got decent from the attachments, but you're saying it didn't.
I mean, like, it's better.
Right.
But the other two battle rifles are way better.
It's not that much better.
Yeah. Like, I think all the subs for, like, they were fun to use.
Yeah.
I'm leaving like the Rival 9 and the MCWs like last for kills because I know I'm going to get those challenges by just using them, which I was using like yesterday.
Yeah.
I still have to get 200 kills with those.
Yeah.
But I'm like, these are fine. Like, these are fun to use. And I was telling you, like, it gives me such more of an appreciation for like these weapons because I'm like, wow, these are actually good.
Yeah. Now, if you go and use the worst guns in the game, and it is for any COD really, or pretty much any FPS, if you use the worst guns and you get good with those, when you go to those easy guns like the MCW or the Striker or the Rival 9 in this game, you're going to be infinitely better as a player.
Yeah, it feels so much better.
Yeah.
So much better. And the subs, at least, like, I had so much fun using them after I got attachments. Like, the WSP Swarm, that one that I was... we're using, it was like the faster Uzi.
Yep.
I did not like that gun with no attachments. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Now. Like, insanely fun.
Yeah.
I just rip people with it.
Yeah. Do you use a sight on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there are, like, I think everyone I enjoyed of subs, at least. I think my least favorite one, funny enough, is a Striker 9. Like, I don't.
Really?
Because
I remember you were hyping that for a minute, bro.
No, I like the Striker, not the Striker
9. Oh, sorry. My bad.
Yeah. The Striker 9 is the faster Striker. The rate of fire is way faster. That's funny enough. Like, I don't like that it's faster. I like the slower Striker.
Yeah.
So, I used the Striker 9, got that done. But now it's funny. Like, I have all 12 classes, like, set up. But three of them are for camos.
Right.
So, like, I just change those out.
Just a rotation.
Yeah. And the ones that I keep, so the other 9 are ones that are like, all right, I like this class. This is going to be, like, my fun class. I'll keep it around. And the Striker is one of them. Because I hated the Striker in the beginning of the game.
Yeah. I can't remember which one I've used more, if it was the Striker or the Striker 9.
I think it was the Striker 9.
I think it might be.
Striker 9's faster.
Yeah.
Like, it shoots way faster.
Yeah. I think it is. Cause
it's the last sub.
Yeah, it's the last one. Yeah. That's definitely the one that I've used then.
I didn't like that one as much.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had to go back and because I used the Striker for a bit. And then I went to, because I think with the Rival, there was a variant of it that you could get.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the beta. So I went and used that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once I was like, I had that, then I never bothered until I got up to like a higher rank, and then I went and made my own Striker class. And by that point, I had the MCW, and that was it.
Yeah.
But now there is something to be said about like the camo grind in the sense of you get to like the game does feel a bit more fresh and more exciting if you're using all those guns.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, I'm just so particular because I want to go on and have fun. Mm-hmm. And then I would hate to get onto a gun mm-hmm. that I hate.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, like, I don't want to play this game.
Oh, yeah.
To be dealing with this gun.
That's why I have three classes.
Yeah.
When I'm tired of one, I'll just switch to the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a mental battle.
Or like yesterday, too, like the other mental battle you have is when we're playing Quarry.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're using like some gun, and then these guys, like, they smoked us, and then they're talking smack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys got to cap the objective. And you're like, all right, I'm taking the MCW.
Yeah. Yeah. Those weapons have no recoil.
Yeah.
The Rival 9 and MCW, like, that's all people use. And it's so funny because the thing that I like about the other weapons, at least, is that there's no, if you follow the CDL, you know, you kind of gravitate towards specific attachments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you think those attachments would work on the other weapons that aren't meta. And they do to an extent.
Right.
But they're not the best attachments to use on that. And I don't feel as bad, which is a thing, like, I shouldn't feel bad. But I put on these other attachments, I'm like, this is way better.
Yeah.
Like, this would be banned in competitive.
Right.
Which is why it's not in there.
Right.
And it's just fun. Like, my little WSP swarm, I put like the 100 round like mag on that thing. That thing's a laser.
Yeah.
And it shoots so fast. And it's so much fun to use.
Yeah.
The Rival 9 and MCW, like, everyone for the most part has same class. Maybe like a couple attachments aren't the same. But for the most part, they're around the same. But if you put on other attachments for the other ARs, they make them so much better.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily translate competitive attachments to the other weapons.
No, that's a fair point. I mean, I've fallen victim to that a lot. Like, I'll kind of just copy and paste
mm-hmm.
most of the attachments from one AR sub to the next one. Mm-hmm. Granted, like, I don't believe they all share the same attachments. There are ones that are unique mm-hmm. to that gun. But yeah, I'll go and do that. And then I've looked up classes online where I'm like, dude, what do people use for this gun? Mm-hmm. And then they'll be all different.
Yeah.
Like, none of them are the same as, like, what the best MCW classes are, like, one of the best ones you could have. For another AR, mm-hmm. it's not even the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I was doing that with the new AR that's from the season pass. I mm-hmm. can't remember. It's like the TAR 21.
The RAM 7.
Yeah, RAM 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was some attachment on there that I threw on. It was, I think it was a muzzle that I put on.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a barrel. Dude, this had to have been one of the ugliest barrels an attachment on a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not as bad as the original red dot for the TAR 21,
mm-hmm.
but it just looked like, it looked like this giant, like, I don't even know. It looked like a giant donut at the end of this thing. Mm-hmm. It looked so compact with it. But the thing fried.
Yeah.
Like, it was so good with this short barrel on. It was a sub.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, man, I can't imagine if any of the other guns had that exact attachment on it. They'd be, like, broken.
If you could
turn them into a sub like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's where it's fun to go and use these guns and then explore with them and see what you like. Because then I took it off and it was trash, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it is fun to go and play around. I just need to do it more.
Again,
getting ready for ranked, bro.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, I'm only doing this because it gives me something to do instead of...
Right.
That's why, like, I'm on more than you.
Yeah.
Like, just because I have something to do.
Right.
Like, yeah, like, you hop on and you play with me and stuff, but it's using the MCW and the Rival 9. It's like, the game's still fun, but you're only doing that. And, like, that can only take you so far.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't have an objective.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I play to have fun, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you go on, and you're like, it's like when you're playing a single-player game. You're like, okay, I got to do this. Like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is my mission for the day.
Yeah.
Is to try to get, like, this camo for this gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? And, like, that's why all the people that have Interstellar already, you know, like, maybe they don't care about hitting, like, max level, but they want to do the camo grind. It's like, I know there are people that are 250 already, and they're not doing the camo grind.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, to each their own.
Yeah.
But I will argue that if you do the camo grind and you're into competitive and then you jump into competitive, you are a better player to an extent than most people in competitive.
Yeah.
You think a lot differently and you've just used the shittiest weapons.
Yeah.
And you play better.
Yeah, but I agree.
But I will say that it's all about you do that plus like the time you add into the game, you will get better.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, going off of what you had mentioned about, like, how you'll play better because you'll play more strategically. That's such a strange thing because, I mean, it's true. Like, the way you play with an LMG or with a battle rifle in certain situations on certain maps, you're going to have to think differently. It's like a total shift in your mindset as to how you use those guns if you actually want to be successful with it, you know? So then when you're in those with a normal gun, you'll have like this flashback of, okay, how did I play this like when I was using a bad gun? But like now I've got a great gun. But like that thing worked before with my bad gun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, and that's what like goes through my head. And I'm sure people listen to this are like, oh, well, that's, you're just like overthinking. And like, I know I am, but it's.
Nah, no, that's not. That's
they're not overthinking, but it's like, dude, that's a lot for a video game.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you play it enough.
Yeah, you play it. Like, it when you put in a lot of time into it, like, you will get better. Like, the people that have been playing COD for over a decade, in my opinion, that are just, like, mediocre, with nothing wrong with that, that are, like, all right at the game, it's just because, like, yes, you've been playing for 10 years, but how much? Like, do you hop on, like, once, twice a week with your friends?
Right.
Once a month?
Right.
Do you veer off? Like, you're not going to get better if you're not putting in, like, a lot of time into it.
Yeah, no way.
And, like, a lot of people don't care, which is totally fine. It doesn't matter. But when we're playing ranked, like, in MW2, I felt like I was insane at that game.
Yeah.
Granted, a lot of people were because, like, TTK was so fast. But I put in a lot of time into that game.
Yeah.
A ton of time. And I think that shows if you put in a bunch of time and you actually, like, play to be good, you'll get better.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking about this with our mutual friend regarding, like, he was like, do you think you've gotten better in Call of Duty as the years have gone on? And I was like, 100%. Mm-hmm. I am such a better player now than even I was 2 years ago, you know? And then I compare back to, like, Black Ops 4, you know, when I thought I was good. Like, I know I was good then, but I'm such a smarter player now, you know? Because we've played every single one of those games religiously since then. Mm-hmm. We put in well over 100 hours, minus MW, but we put in hundreds of hours on these CODs. Yeah. If you're paying attention and you learn, you're going to get better, you know? So I think that's a big thing, like you're saying. If you don't play a lot, then you don't think about the game that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would never, like, yeah, you would never think about that workaround or, like, that thought process or strategy of, like, handling a situation or handling a gunfight. You're just like, oh, it is what it is. You just go through the motions.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it does help that we're into competitive, too. So you do think like that.
Yeah.
But it helps out a lot. Like, our friend that, like, we've played with, he's 250 already.
Yeah.
Like, he's grinded. But, like, I don't know if he's burnt out or not. I think a lot of people have, because I remember I hovered over him because he was on playing with someone. And the last time he logged on was, like, a week ago or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, bro, we don't take, like, a week off unless, I mean, we have the holidays and stuff. Right. But
it's different.
You know.
No, you know what he's been playing, man? He's been playing the Warzone.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what he's been grinding. Because I'd asked him if he's been playing multiplayer, and he's like, like, you know, a little bit, but mainly just Warzone. Like, he's just been playing solos. Because apparently Warzone, like, I mean, we don't fucking know. Warzone is so much fun. And I know, I'm pretty sure in Warzone you rank up, like, really fast.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
If you want to go and play for XP, especially in, like, if you're playing, was it Rebirth Island or whatever, or Resurgence or something like that, you just go and you can constantly respawn.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So it's not like, it's not like OG Warzone. You go in there and then you, like, gulag, dead, you know?
Yeah. You get way more XP because every time you open stuff, like, you get XP and whatnot. We earn our XP. I kill people to get XP.
Well, dude, we were talking about this and about the camos, right? You don't get XP for, like, getting these initial camos, right?
No.
Which I... that's true?
Yeah, I mean, like, from what I noticed, I don't think you do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you get anything for it.
Dude, if that's the case, that's wild.
Yeah.
I think you should get XP for, like, every single thing that you do in that game. Yeah. Every challenge that you should do. If that
challenges, you get XP.
Yeah.
Can't, I mean,
like, destroy 25 lethals.
Yeah.
Or, you know. But Yeah, the camos, dude, those should all be, like, the ones that you're doing, those should all be 5,000-10,000 XP.
Oh, it should be at least 10,000 XP. You know?
Did they ever do challenges that were more than that? Like 20,000?
They probably have. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, like, maybe I need to look at the breakdown closer, but I don't think you do, because I did a lot of camos. Yeah. And
way higher.
Yeah, I don't think I've noticed anything. Or maybe now, just because, like, the levels are so much higher. You need way more XP to level up. Maybe I don't notice it.
Right.
But I swear that, like, I'm not getting XP from it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just have to look at it more in depth, but I really don't think you do.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if that is the case, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I think you should always be getting XP for that stuff. I think in other CODs, you would get XP for it.
I think you should get XP from it. Like, if you're putting in the time to do it, like, you should get XP for it.
Yeah, you need to be rewarded.
Yeah. Not just the camo at the end. Like, I really like the animated camos. Like, they all look cool.
Yeah.
It's funny. On the Optic podcast, they're talking about that. Hitch and someone else was talking about it. They're like, dude, I'm not doing the multiplayer camo grind because, like, I have to go against, like, real people and I have to sweat, like, super hard. I'm like, yeah, dude, I get it. You do. You have to.
Yeah.
You just have to deal with that. That's why when they put out, like, these small, like, shipment.
Yeah.
Those maps, if you're a camera grinder, you love that.
Yeah.
Because you just have to have the mental fortitude of just loading in the same map over and over and over using a really bad weapon that you're probably going to get destroyed with, but you have the better chance of getting, like, more challenges done in that one game on that small map than, like, on terminal. Like, you need, like, I don't know, 15 headshots while an enemy's, like, stunned.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. Yeah. You're more likely to get that in, like, shipment just because there's so much chaos happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was doing, I was going for these, like, little smaller challenges. They had, like, headshot challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, in a game or two, I was getting them done.
Yeah.
You know? Because you can't go 5 seconds in shipment without seeing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Terminal, you could go, like, you know, you can go 30 seconds a minute without seeing somebody mm-hmm. if you're playing really slow. So, yeah, it's a dream for people who are going for camos. Or, like, myself, when I was just using it to rank up because the games are quick
mm-hmm.
and it's high XP. Because if I'm playing Kill Confirmed, bro, I was playing Kill Confirmed. I'm over here getting 80.
Yeah.
No bullshit. That was the highest. I can't even, I wanted to try to get 100,
mm-hmm.
but that's the highest that I've gotten in this game so far. It was like 80 confirmed.
Mm-hmm. I think I was pretty close to that in one of my confirmed games.
Yeah. I got like 40 kills or something like that. 42 mm-hmm. kills. Not high,
mm-hmm.
but my score was like 10,000 or 11,000. I'm like, bro, that math doesn't.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, it was ridiculous.
Oh, I was in a shipment game. Someone on my team dropped a nuke.
Dang, really?
Which I don't know if it was legit or not.
I've never seen a real nuke in this game yet.
It's just the MGB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it end the game, huh?
Yeah, it ends the game. Yeah. Yeah. It was Hardpoint? No, it was a domination.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, also, I'm sure you guys know, if you're in, like, shipment, like, just forget about the objective. Like, no one plays, like, at all. Like, Hardpoint, like, Dom, like, no one ever plays.
Yeah, Dom always just goes on and on and on. Hardpoint, mm-hmm. same thing. Hardpoint, yeah. Like, that's the only map where Hardpoint goes to time.
Yeah. Like, people start trying in Hardpoint when there's, like,
20 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can come back. If you're down, like, 100...
Yeah.
And there's only like 20 seconds left in the game. You can come back.
Oh, yeah.
Because again, the map's just so small.
Yeah, you could string them together pretty easily.
But yeah, like Dom, like no one ever plays because it's just shipment.
Oh, yeah, it's a disaster.
Yeah. Kill confirmed, no one plays, but that's good for us. Like just collecting tags.
Play.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I just naturally play collecting tags.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like those long Dom games just because. It's just more time in the game.
Yeah.
Like, the longer I can stay in shipment with the game going on, the more challenges I can get done.
Yeah, dude, you must have been pissed when that guy called in the nuke being like, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was on my team. I was like, dude, good for you. Like, I don't know if you're hacking or not. Because the entire other team was like, oh, nice hacks.
Really? Wow.
But people do that all the time. I also don't know, though, if you he was or not.
Yeah, dude, I don't really know with the hacking stuff, because I've had some instances where I've died and, you know, I'm like, oh, that's real strange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I've had that on Afghan where I've spawned up and I remember this specific moment. It was like, you know, like the back of the caves.
Mm-hmm.
So I spawned up there and I go right, like down that little pathway.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm over by the trucks.
Yeah, the Humvees,
I get some kills. Yeah. Guy spawns behind me,
mm-hmm.
and he goes into the cave, but then he stops and turns around,
mm-hmm.
and pre-aims, like L triggers me as I'm coming up the, like, up that
cave.
Yeah. And I was like, there's no way, because the footsteps in this game are way quieter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm like, how did this man hear me?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I start questioning a little bit. Yeah, I'm like, does this guy got the red boxes?
Yeah.
You know? Like, there, what's he got going on?
There are times where I'm like, this doesn't look legit, which, like, for people that don't know either, like, maybe you don't know, but if you run the covert sneakers, which is the silent footsteps,
yeah,
you're not truly silent.
Nah, it's true.
You need to run dead silence.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah,
which I've been running dead silence on my Rival 9, and oh my god, like I mean, it's like regular dead silence. Like you're actually
right.
Silent. But like, you know how in MW2, if you popped it, you're not completely silent with dead silence,
right.
But when you get one kill, like you fly, like
right.
Your character just goes faster. In this game, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But the game's already fast. I was zooming like around, just like popping
darting,
everyone.
Going left.
Yeah. That's like super fun to do.
Yeah.
When you have the covert sneakers and you pop that silence and you're just running.
Yeah. You're flying and you're like, you don't make a single sound at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd have to go run that combo then.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy, with stuff like that, that's my only instance of, like, cheaters I've run into.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody blatantly hacking.
Yeah, I mean, again, I haven't, like, seen anyone hacking. I don't know if that guy was or not, because I was focused on getting my kills. Maybe he was. I have no idea, because no streaks or anything came in.
Right.
So, unless he just didn't call in the streaks, because he went on the mic and was like, yep, that was me.
Yeah,
and I'm like, dude, congrats.
Let everybody know.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, congrats.
He was just so amped. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And then, dude, this one guy messaged me because he got so mad, and he's like, "You think you're so good, like trying this hard on shipment, using a CDL skin, like you're trash." And I messaged him. I was like, "I'm camo grinding." Smiley face.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Fuck you." I'm like.
Okay, bro.
That's what shipment is for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I'm sorry. I get it. There's a reason why we're all in shipment.
Yeah.
Leveling up or camo grinding.
Yeah.
If I run into 20 shotguns, I know what I'm getting into.
Right.
It's shipment.
Right. Because
guess what? I'm going to be doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to deal with it.
You can't complain about people running shotguns and riot shields on their backs.
Yeah.
In that. It's just the nature of the beast. You know what you're coming up against.
Yeah.
Like, I'll hate it, but I'm like...
You're still going to level up. That's the thing. You're still going to level up.
Yeah.
And shipment's one of those maps, too, where, like, you'll go into, like, a bad groove. Like, you'll die, like, 5-6 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get on that groove, like, you're unstoppable.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, I mean, you can go negative, obviously, on that, like, pretty easily. But there's, I know exactly what you're saying. Like, I've died so many times, and then I get the comeback medal.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's been bad.
Yeah.
You know? But then you just start going on a streak of, like, you know, maybe you get, like, 4 kills in a row, die. 5 kills in a row, die. 3, like, and then you come back pretty easily. Like, every game I've played on shipment, it's like I'm going 68 and 59.
Yeah.
You know, like I barely am scraping even.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that is what it is. I'm not going to go into shipment and be like, I want to go like 68 and 12. I'm like, bro.
Yeah. Like, we're all trying to get XP and camo grind.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. And if people are going to be using hacks in that, I mean, That's where you gotta leave.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, get a life.
Yeah, you gotta get
out. Get a life if you're hacking on shipment.
Yeah, bro, you saw this, right? It was on Twitter yesterday. It was a big deal with this guy cheating in COD. This like pro Warzone guy.
Yeah,
dude, that is insane.
Yeah,
like, I mean, people don't know this guy was apparently he's won. I think I wrote it down. He was $70,000 in career earnings since playing COD, and he had his stream on. And I guess he had his hacks like, yeah, on the screen so you could see that he was hacking or had had hacks. And he was like, oh, yeah, I had these hacks. I just got them yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro. He left up to go to the bathroom
yeah
or something, and then an enemy ran by, and then people saw, like, the skinniest, like, red box yeah around these people. And then, yeah, he got caught.
Yeah.
And which, you know, this has been a problem for a couple of years now, like, ever since we went to PC.
I was going to say, I'm like, Justin, what's the biggest
yeah
problem?
Yeah. So, like, everyone was talking about it in MW2, and, like, people are winning money out of this. And, like, there are a couple of people that got caught last year.
Yeah.
You know, like, random people like this. And, again, yeah, it's a problem because this guy won 70K, like, a pretty nice salary.
Cheating.
So that's a lot of money other people could have won that are being legit, right, you know. It's like that guy Jimbo that was in the CDL got caught cheating. I don't know where he is now, but I'm sure he changed his name, yeah, his Twitter handle, like everything.
Yeah.
Came right in, got his quick contract well, money, and then
changed his game. Caught. Maybe he's going back to college. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know. Maybe like shave his head. Shave.
Yeah.
Become a new person. Yeah. And then start a new Twitter account.
Identity crisis. Yeah. Nah, I mean, it's such a big deal, especially for these people too who are trying to act in the professional realm. You know, like him, he was a professional. We got to see him play live at the Helix Center. He was there.
I met him in the bathroom. Yeah, dude. Stone cold.
Dude, there you go. Stone cold cheater, bro.
Yeah.
If you only knew.
Oh, dude.
What would you have done?
I know. Fucking cheater.
He's whispering that.
Yeah. Next to him in the urinal. Look, cheater.
Cheater.
I'm going to go put you in the toilet.
Give him a swirl. Yeah. Bro. But yeah, like these guys who are going out and doing this stuff now, I mean, this was a big deal just because the guy was dumb enough to leave his stream on, and he's a moron. But it raised a question of how many people are out there actually doing this consistently and getting away with it. Even if they're public players like us, or if they're like, I know we're going to see them when rank starts up, they're going to be out in full force.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then like the worry of these guys making it into these events or tournaments where they're like actually earning money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's insane. It's insane that this guy's gone on that long and nobody's caught him.
Yeah. And he's won that much.
Yeah.
Like just scamming.
Yeah. No, and seriously.
It's ridiculous because, like you said, there are people that are going about it professionally and, you know, that are like trying to make this a living and they're just getting scammed by this person.
Yeah, exactly.
And guess what? The money's gone. Like it's paid out. Like they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So they need like something because. I forget who it might have been. Scump on like a podcast. He was like, "Rank's gonna come out. We're gonna have fun for like a month. Oh, and then guess what? Hackers are gonna come in, and everyone's gonna stop playing." Like
he's right.
He is right. If you're up there, like we've ran into like hackers in MW2, like in the like Crimson High Diamond realm. But I can't even if it's like bad for us. Like we weren't loading into every game getting hackers or anything, but there are definitely games where we loaded in and there are hackers. I can't even imagine people up in like the top 250 iridescent realm.
Yeah.
Like every day. And also like we're on consoles, so we just see it less.
Yeah. I mean, I think we get, I mean, you tell me if you disagree. I feel like we get matchmaked more with console players.
Yeah, we definitely
like naturally. Yeah. But yeah, if you're like, I mean, it's still cross play, but like if you see these people who are playing on PCs, like the ability to go in, yeah, the ability to go and do that stuff, like do mods, do cheats, it's not that hard, you know? Like a friend we were talking about, he was telling me about like all this stuff that he's downloaded to help with the game and like, you know, all these programs and stuff. I'm like, bro, what? He's like, oh, yeah, bro, you can't even do this stuff, bro. I'm like, no. I was like, and that's a problem.
And we're still better.
Yeah, no, exactly. Dude, straight up, bro. I was like, dude, these people doing all this stuff because, you know, he's like one of those people. We're the same way, too, sometimes. Like, remember we talked in the beginning of the year about, like, you know, there's certain graphical settings you can change. You know, like, I'm like that. If you have a bad game or whatever, some people start tweaking over their sensitivity.
Yeah,
Dude, my dead zone's off. Or whatever. You know,
it's too many options.
Yeah, what, now now if you're on PC, you've got like infinitely more options in the game, and then things that you can add afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's a, for me, that's a problem as a player, but it's also a problem because there's now it's not necessarily like a skill gap, but there's like an ability gap.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like
we can't do that stuff.
Yeah, and there's always question too. Like regardless, if we're playing ranked and we see something weird, and then we look at the icon, they're on PC.
Yeah.
You never know. Like you just don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened to the days of here's a console, controller, you get a pick 10 system, that's it.
Dude.
Either you're better than me or you're not. Like that.
Yeah, it was so bare bones.
Yeah. And imagine
too much.
Imagine if we turned off crossplay. Like if we turned off crossplay and only played console players.
Yeah.
I bet you we would probably still run into hackers, but like rarely.
Yeah. Dude, I wouldn't even know where to start with downloading hacks on a PlayStation 5.
I'm sure you can go online and be like, PS5 hacks. Then like, you probably got to download it onto like a hard drive.
Yeah, or a thumb drive or something. And start, like,
If you're going through that extent to just cheat at a game, you got to do some other stuff.
Yeah, you got bigger problems, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's just...
You're power hungry.
Yeah. No, dude, it's insane. And again, the fact that that guy has gone along for that long and hasn't been caught, I mean, it's a real problem. You know, I saw something that had come out not too long ago where they had, I can't remember who it was. It was Sledgehammer or if it was Activision, where they had talked about how many people they had banned, like who are allegedly hacking or proven to be hacking. And it was a lot of people, but it's just, they're like weeds, you know? You pull one out, and then another one, like, springs up in its place.
Yeah.
You know, and then two more on top of that. And it just keeps going and going and going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've brought that up. We were like, it's like a hydra. You chop its head off, three more pop out.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much you do, more people are going to pop up.
Yeah.
Which I feel is just crazy to me, because I wonder when we were growing up, were there that many hackers?
No,
like,
no.
Bro,
no way.
How many people of our generation became those hackers? That's what I want to know. Are we fucking scumbags over here? Like, you were bad at the game back then, so now you have to turn into the hacker that hacked on you?
Right.
Bro, I remember in MW3, I was playing Hardcore Search with a friend. Loaded in, black screen, backed out. I'm level one.
Yeah.
My stats are, at the time, like, even now, that was my fucking world.
Yeah.
All that time.
And crashing down.
Just gone. Because I loaded in and I black screened.
Yeah.
And I loaded in and I invited him to a game and he was like, Justin? I was like, dude, everything's gone.
Yeah.
And I remember because the next day I grinded from level 1 to level 80 in a day.
Yeah.
Unlocked everything and then didn't prestige again.
Yeah.
And I was so angry. I'm like, who are you to go ruin someone's day like that? Like, that's just malicious.
Yeah. But, like, how old was that guy?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, that's what I wonder. Like, I wonder what the age demographic is for, like, the average COD hacker.
Bro. Yeah, like, no. You guys, you girls.
Are they 13 or are they 25? Like,
yeah.
Are they 50? How old are these people?
Yeah.
You know?
You hack, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Regardless. Whatever age you are. Little Timmy, if you're fucking 13 years old. Hacking.
Yeah, it's just insane to me. I don't get the point of it. Especially back in the day, bro, like those lobbies. But those, like, okay, there were those like insane lobbies where you'd go and get a kill and it'd be like 1+2085
yeah,
yeah. It'd be like a fucking calculus problem.
No, dude,
and you got everything.
Yeah.
But then there's the ones like the guys who were hacking back then, they'd be, you know, 200 feet up in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
With like the M21 EBR, like just sniping headshots. You see the kill faces.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's hacking.
There are the malicious ones like that, where you're just like ruining other people's day.
Yeah.
And then obviously like now, like people hacking for money. And then there are the ones that I remember I was in a terminal game and this guy on the mic was like, yeah, I'm a hacker. And he's like, well, what do you want? Super jump, blah, blah, blah. And I don't condone hacking at all because it just sucks. But that guy was like a fun hacker. He's like, well, let me turn it on. Turned it on. My screen like glitched out. And he's like, all right, you all can jump. And we're all just fucking jumping around. And then he turned on like aimbot and was just like shooting everyone. I'm like, okay, like the fact that you can just, I don't know, push a button or whatever, and now we're all just doing that is crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't even know how that works. Like, if he has like a PC pulled up, or if he's just on his controller and like his screen on COD has all these different settings on there now that he's downloaded onto the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't know. And then, dude, the lag switcher. We ran into a lot of lag switchers.
That is a ton. Bro, that I refuse to believe anything differently.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so blatantly obvious. I don't know if people have been lag switched before. Homie, my connection's pretty good.
Yeah.
Your connection's good. We, like, very rarely lag. Okay. And then we're up 2-0 in a control.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I start skipping to Mars.
Yeah.
And then they go up two rounds. We're going game five. And then all of a sudden it disappears. We're up 10 lives. It comes back. I don't think so.
Yeah.
like this guy is like that. This is what I was going to get at. I feel like now, back then, people would just blatantly hack and it would be like obvious. Like some people would find it funny or annoying and just lead the game. But now I feel like people are trying to, they're trying to make it seem legit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Somehow.
Like a guy who's playing ranked or playing whatever, and you're like, you have to think about it because you're like, dude, he just has a really, like, maybe he has a really good shot. He's not just standing in places with lasering people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now it's the guys with the lag switch over here. I'm like, dude, you're cheating.
Yeah.
Like 100% you are. I can tell from this lag switch. And the fact that you're over here, like, you don't even say anything in this chat to defend yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Or they're just, or they do. They're like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Dude, just admit it." Like,
yeah,
God,
like, bro, don't even play me.
Got one of our friends, he knew how to like lag switch and stuff. It's something to do with your router.
Yeah,
like you're doing something with it, and I'm like, that's just way too much effort. I'm not gonna deal with that.
Yeah,
like, I don't get why people would do that. It's like the GTA 5 glitch. I remember. There was like an infinite money glitch, but there was one where you messed with your router and you got insane money.
Really?
Like, it was absurd. Yeah. Because our friend, I remember I loaded with him and another friend, and you have to create like a private lobby. And he's like, "Hold on, I'm going to do something with my router and tell me if it works."
Who was this? Was it?
It was, I don't want to say his name.
What was his first name?
Starts with a J.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're still friends with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And not the one that we were just talking about.
Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about now. Keep his identity.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, "Let me just loan to this private lobby." I'm like, "All right." And this was, I don't know, a month or two into GTA 5. And he created a private lobby, invited me and then the friend that I was just talking about. And he was like, "Let me see if this works. It's this new thing that he found on YouTube. Like, not many people are doing it. It was something to do with this router." And I'm like, "All right, we're just sitting there." All of a sudden, the screen starts, like, glitching out. And we're like, "What the heck?"
Right.
And then, you know how, like, you know how GTA 5, it does the animation where you're up in the sky, then it comes down? So it did that. It, like, black screen. And then I was up in the sky, came back down, looked at my bank account. I had billions.
No.
Billions. What? I was like, "What the heck?"
Oh my God.
It was insane. He's like, "Did it work?" I'm like, "Yeah, it worked. Yeah, it worked." And at the time, this was still when the Bugatti was the most expensive car in the game. It was $1 million.
Yeah.
This guy gave me over $1 billion.
Wow.
I bought everything.
Did you end up losing it?
No.
Dang.
Because they did go and like start.
I know. Yeah.
Not banning people, but like resetting them. Yeah. No, I had it for a while. Like, I did end up getting, not reset completely, but I got reset to what I originally had, and what I had was like 600K or something.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to save up for the Bugatti, but at that point, like, I bought everything already.
Right.
So none of that got taken away.
Yeah. It's so funny, like, in that game, like, I know we're going off, but, like, that game now, since GTA 6 is coming out.
Yeah.
I haven't played GTA 5 online in forever, but I have, like, a good amount of stuff from those like money glitch days.
Yeah.
You know, like I have like the,
probably the original stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. All originals. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't have anything like within the past, I don't know. I was going to say like 2 years, but that's way too
eight years.
Like the last, like the last like 5 to 8 years of stuff. Like right when we started playing, like 2 years after it came out, All the new stuff, I don't even know what they have in that game.
They have cool stuff.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, back in the day, the Bugatti was the most expensive thing you can buy at $1 million.
Yeah, now that's like, I mean, there's probably cars in there that are like $3-4 million, $6 million.
That's chump change. And like the yachts are like $20 million. You can buy a penthouse for like $100 million probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, we were just talking about this with Rockstar, which I can't believe this is true, but we were talking about the GTA 6 trailer and then looked up how much money Rockstar has made off of shark cards, and it's $1 billion a year.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah, people are paying.
Activision's like, how'd you do that?
yeah.
No, I wonder how much Activision makes a year. They got to make more than that, yeah?
A year off microtransactions? I don't know.
Across every game that Activision has?
Oh, across everything? Probably, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But that's crazy that Rockstar's doing that off of one game.
One game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was shocked.
Yeah.
And then people are like, bro, why don't they go and put out a new GTA? Like, bro, they have no reason to.
Yeah.
You know?
But the thing with Rockstar is that they're making a game that everyone loves.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're like, look, I know you guys like this game. We're going to keep, you know, putting this on. But we're going to make the best game of the decade. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, Activision, $5.89 billion in 2022 through microtransactions.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They can't sauce like $1 million to like the COD League?
Yeah. I know.
Come on.
I know.
Something?
They can't do it. They can't fix things just a little bit.
A little bit, you know? Yeah.
But no, that goes to show, though, like with, it's weird because like going back to COD, like closing on all this, like GTA, you made a really good point. Like, they're doing that and it's not hurting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's for something like the product is great. Like, I don't know many people that complain about GTA Online.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. But then Call of Duty, that's where it's now shifted to just being like it's just a platform for microtransactions.
Mm-hmm.
And like, people will argue that, and I can agree on a lot of things on that aspect.
Yeah.
You know, like, people say they don't change the game all that much. Like, it's the FIFA of the FPS realm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just now filled with these microtransactions, which I'd mentioned, they're getting more expensive.
Yeah.
Because if people are dumb enough to go pay for it, or they've got ones that are really good, people are going to go and spend that $20, $30, $40, whatever it's going to end up being.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And, well, I remember back in the day for GTA 5, back when the Bugatti was the most expensive item in the game, right? I saved up $300K to buy the Cheetah. I remember that. I was like, dude, and that took forever.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know how you're supposed to get all this stuff legitimate without like money glitching.
Yeah.
Like, it would take you like a long, long time.
And
like,
this is before heists too.
Yeah. This was before heists. Like, it would, I remember that race everyone had to do just over and over and over.
Do you remember what it looked like?
Yeah.
It was like, you go down, it was like in that weird industrial, you go like down the street, take a left, the garage is there, and you go into that.
You go into that, and it's in the, I forget what it's called. But it's sort of like, it's a real place in LA.
Yeah.
But it would take you so long.
Yeah.
Like, it would take you the 10 years the game's been out.
Yeah.
To, like, legitimately do it. And I always had a problem with that, like, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, you're, like, inflating the real dollar to what it is now in 10 years.
Yeah.
I go in, buy a shirt for, like, $250. I'm like, what is this?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
This is insane. We just went and did a race and we won like a couple hundred dollars each or something. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope GTA 6 is not like that bad. I hope like you're able to grind enough to get like stuff that you want.
Yeah.
But it can't be like, I remember doing stuff without heists, and then even playing the heist, you only got like a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
I'm like, this sucks. Like, it's not enough.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Granted, for like the amount of time, but there's like, what I would say, at least now with the heist too, is that there was a way out. Like, you could play those heists. You had a squad. Yeah. Like, they were hard, but you could make money doing it. Like, of course you got to grind, but you can do it.
Yeah.
And it's not like one of those, you know, it's technically possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's why I don't like the technically. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if a yacht is $20 million, how much is this heist paying me?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Is it paying me like $5,000, $10,000.
No, like, no, that's the thing. Yeah, but if it's like, if you do a heist and it pays you, you know, I don't know, quarter mil, $350,000, like then I'd be like, like that's
a grind.
That's a grind. Like it's going to take, you know, a few weeks of planned or depending on how much you play.
Yeah.
But you can do that.
Yeah.
Or you could just take the easy way out and spend $100
and
get your, you know, I think it's $8 million. I think for $100, it's it's $8 million sharp or whatever, $8 million in the game.
Mm-hmm. Still like can't buy a yacht.
No. Well, yeah, you need to pay like however many, like $300.
Yeah.
In real life to do that.
Yeah, to get a virtual yacht.
Right, but it's better than like COD, where some of this stuff you just cannot get. Like there's skins and there's things that I want in the game, but I can't buy them because I have to. The only way I can get them is by actually paying money.
Yeah.
There's no way to grind those. It's literally impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's behind a paywall.
Yeah. And COD, I feel, going back to like the hackers, it's just in COD it's malicious. When you hack in COD, it's just to be malicious.
Yeah. No, 100%. There's no other way to be doing it now. Like there's no like those fun glitches or like things like that that
I haven't seen any of those like pop up at all.
You know, like the only thing I'd see, like if there were like camo glitches and stuff, like I think that's pretty harmless.
Yeah.
You know, like but it pisses people off.
Yeah.
But man, I don't see anybody doing those.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like they're trying to go and like, especially in rank, they want to go and show off their rank or get something from it.
Like, I mean, I have no idea, but I wonder if having like those hacks now, like resetting your game and like the super jumps and stuff, it's a lot harder for people to do that now versus getting hacks where like you're still playing the original game, but now you can like highlight players. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how that works, but I feel like since you're only highlighting players because they're moving and stuff, and you're not actually messing up the actual game, like the movement, it might be easier to do that than, you know, messing with the super jumps or like the internals of unlocking camos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
yeah, I know what you mean.
You're not touching the physical game itself. You're
right.
Just exposing the physical boxes of characters moving around.
Right. Yeah. It's like it's just highlighting their like what overall like hitbox, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a fair point. I don't I mean, shit, like we don't know any hackers.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If there's a hacker watching, please stop watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, honestly, it would be interesting to know, like how that works, you know, like getting into the, I don't know. I was going to say like the mindset, but it's not really that for, I don't even really know if I want to care about the mindset of somebody who hacks.
Like, I wonder if the, cause we keep complaining about the anti-cheating stuff, but I wonder if COD, like they heavily did invest into the cheating and they fixed like all that stuff. Cause it actually messed up the game, but these hacks aren't messing up the game technically, you know, the game is working, but now it's just exposing like everyone's hitboxes, where I bet, not a game developer, but I bet when you're building a game and you're creating like the artwork and stuff, you see those highlighted characters moving around, like,
the hitboxes
and stuff.
No, 100%.
Now they're just exposing it, and
yeah, it's almost like they peel back the layers of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
To just have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
I don't know. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot
to
of work.
Just be good at a game, and you're not actually good, and you're not going to win any.
Just
unless
play
this guy,
yeah,
that 170K, it's like, bro, your career's over.
Yeah, just because you're dumb, and you could have, like, you obviously had time. Just play more.
Yeah.
And you could have gotten, like, you know, 30,000.
Yeah.
20,000.
Yeah.
You know,
you're
actually good.
Dude, I don't get it. I can't believe, like, people do that.
I don't get it either, bro. It drives me nuts.
I don't know how to solve it because, like, you know, we've said, you get rid of one, more pop up.
It's an everlasting issue with COD, bro.
Do we get rid of the people?
Do we get rid of the people?
That's a whole separate podcast.
The elimination podcast.
Yeah. Do we eliminate them?
Permanently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they do. I mean, an anti-cheat is obviously going to be a good thing, but we'll just have to wait and see. You know, we'll have to wait and see once we go into ranked when it comes out again. It was January 17th for everybody.
Yeah.
Be exciting time. We're going to be grinding it big time.
Yeah, 1 week away from it from when you guys listen to this.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. But, yeah, I'm hoping, like, for everybody, we're going to be starting off, like, in, I think it's the same ranks. So if it's, like, we're bronze, gold, silver around there, like, it'll be pretty easy, pretty mellow. But once, you know, the weeks and the months start to go on and then we get into, well, before season two, right? once we're up into Diamond and Crim, that's when they're going to come out the woodwork.
Yeah, they're going to start coming out.
Yeah, they're going to start creeping all.
And I think it's going to be more because people actually like this game.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they want to show off on this game. Yeah. You know. But otherwise, though, man, you think you're all set? We good to go?
Yeah. Major One coming up this month.
Yes, sir.
2024.
Yeah.
End of this month. So if you guys haven't bought your tickets,
do it now.
Go get them. Free promo for the Breach.
Yeah. Not paid.
Yeah, not paid.
And we will see you there. If you do end up going, we will be there.
Yeah, come up to us.
Yeah, say hi to us.
Say hi.
Yeah, we're not scary people.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited for that, dude. We were talking about it. We have a packed January. We got a lot of stuff to do.
Yep, we do have a packed January. Next week, we're going to go see Andrew Schultz.
Yep, Andrew Schultz.
Yeah, that's going to be dope. Anyone who loves Andrew Schultz,
mm-hmm.
be a fun one. So yeah, we got a lot of like actually exciting things going on.
Yeah. A lot of COD and a lot of stuff with the podcast.
Yeah, a lot of
stuff.
We
got a lot to do.
Yeah, it's gonna be a busy first month.
Yeah.
But we'll get through it.
Yeah, we'll get through it.
But we'll close on that then.
Yeah.
So again, everybody, thank you very much for listening to episode 151 of the COD Casuals podcast. Be sure to go to anchor.fm/CODCasuals. We're on all streaming platforms, so be sure to show love on all those. As well as we have a question on Spotify all the time, so be sure to answer that.
What should it be, real quick?
Have you ever thought about hacking in Call of Duty?
Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah.
Go vote.
Better not see one goddamn
news. I know. Better not see that. Yeah.
So yeah, answer that question. Yeah. Yeah, don't lie. And then also, if you don't want to listen to the full episode, be sure to go to the Instagram and then TikTok where we're posting shorts. We've been doing it on a weekly basis, so be sure to go over there as well, and follow us. And I don't think I'm forgetting anything else other than the five-star rating.
Five stars.
Other than five stars only. Oh, yes, as well, YouTube. Mm-hmm. Since we've been posting on YouTube, we want to have more people going over to YouTube. So if you do, please make sure to go like, subscribe, leave a comment to our question there. Would you hack? I've never thought about hacking. I think that'll do it, man.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this has been episode 151 of the COD Casuals. I am Mike. I'm losing it, bro.
redo.
Again, thank you very much for listening to episode 151 of the COD Casuals podcast. I'm your host, Mike.
I'm Justin.
And we'll see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
See ya.